This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton, and we call the show Main Street because our microphones create a Main Street across North Dakota this time of day. The real ones, which are so important to the places where we live, are where we greet our friends and neighbors, talk about what's on our minds, you know, share our news and opinions. And one thing we probably always have an opinion about is music, because everybody's listening to it lots of times during the day. And we have a resident expert about music with Prairie Public's radio network with us today, Mike Olson, the host of Into the Music. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, glad to be here, Doug.
When did you start with Prairie Public, Mike?
Well, I started actually with Prairie Public. I started with about 2002, I guess. But I started in radio with at the University of North Dakota on what was at that time Northern Lights Public Radio. And then even prior to that, it was KFJM. And right. And that was back in 1984. August of 84, I guess.
33 years ago.
That's right.
All right. So talk about the show you do. How do you envision putting together a show called Into the Music? What goes into it?
Into the Music is really a show that I created back in 1991. And it was prior to shows like The World Cafe with David Dye. But it was obvious to me at that time that there was a need in public radio for something that represented what public radio listeners, many of them, were listening to, which was international music, music by artists like Paul Simon and David Byrne and Sean Colvin and many different artists that were coming from different directions but weren't being represented anywhere on the radio, or at least public radio. And so I developed a show at that time that could bring in basically what I listened to, jazz and bluegrass and Zydeco and current pop music and rockabilly, and just tried to represent the whole thing and weave it together in a way that would be listenable.
Today is the day after Christmas, and we're asking you and Scott Previs, who does the classical service for Prairie Public, to kind of share your musical highlights from 2017. So set the scene for the first one.
Okay. What I wanted to do here is focus in on the kind of roots and folk side of the music. And really, I think some great records. These are all not just records that have a few good songs. These are really great records, all of them. And I want to start with Rhiannon Giddens, who Rhiannon came to national attention with their work with kind of an old-time string band called the Carolina Chocolate Drops. And she made a number of records. Rhiannon is very well-versed in black history and the history of the old-time string bands from the 20s and 30s. And she put out a record this year called Freedom Highway. And it's really an extraordinary record. It's a very powerful listen all the way through. And, let's start it off with a Staple Singer song that Rhiannon has done a version of now to kick off the record. And it's part of that whole lineage that the Staples kicked off years ago.
March down Freedom Highway. Oh, yeah, marching each and every day. March down Freedom.
That old Staples Singers song, and you can just hear Pop Staples and the guitar in that. This is really, it's the title of the record, and this record explores black history, and it's really an incredible listen, really, all the way through, as it explores different perspectives. Many of the songs come from the eyes of a slave and what their experience is like, and maybe the slaveholder, the plantation owner whose plantation is going to just be taken over by the troops from the north, they may not be happy about it, but perhaps the slave might be pretty happy about it.
Well, for me, it was evocative because I was thinking when it says Freedom's Highway of those civil rights bus trips back in the 60s.
Absolutely, and that's really part of this, is what's going on. In fact, this I want to play this song, and this is one that really has contemporary relevance. It's about the Birmingham bombing of 1963. Okay, very sad incident in American history when the Ku Klux Klan bombed a church and four children were killed. This is Rhiannon Giddens in a performance of Birmingham Sunday, which, incidentally, Doug Jones, who was just elected senator in Alabama, was the prosecutor of the remaining Ku Klux Klan members who did that bombing. And, of course,
famously, many years after
30-some years later.
Yeah.
Come round by my side and I'll sing you a song. I'll sing it so softly it'll do no one wrong. On Birmingham Sunday the blood ran like wine, and the choirs kept singing of freedom. That cold autumn morning, no eye saw the sun.
That took me inside the church. That's gospel.
Absolutely. That incident, of course, also provoked John Coltrane to write a song called Alabama that is one of the great songs of in the jazz world. Rhiannon Giddens, this I have to say, you know, this is an album which you can put on and listen to all the way through, and it's a very moving record. I mean, it's
beautiful voice.
Oh, and she's an incredible talent. In fact, she was just given a MacArthur Grant.
A genius grant, huh?
A genius grant, right. And when you listen to this, you really think that they did something right there because she's, you know, she's a great talent. Now I want to present another great talent who comes out of Tennessee, and she's a country girl out of Tennessee, and she is a positive force out there in the world. Her name is Valerie June, and she plays some blues and some soul, and she's got a record out called The Order of Time. It's her second recording, and here's Valerie June.
That is a distinctive voice, a novelty voice almost.
Yes, yes. And like I say, this is another one where the whole record is good. It's just full of great songs. I mean, you could put it on and it's the same thing. I want to play this one. Valerie is, like I say, one of these positive spirits out there. The Rhiannon Giddens record, there's some heaviness attached to that. And there may be with Valerie, but Valerie is a very positive, optimistic force, you know. Let's listen to this one. She's out there tripping around the astral plane. From The Order of Time, here's Valerie June.
The day will come when you're ready. Just trust. Dancing on the astral plane. Holy water cleansing rain. Floating through the stratosphere. Drive me, you see, so clear. Is there a way for you to shine without fear? From other worlds, but you can't say what keeps you here.
captivating voice.
It is. Yeah, I really am fond of Valerie June.
I could listen to that all day.
I know. And I'm telling you, this whole record is the same thing. You could put it on, and it's a very moving listen. And that's the way I feel about all these records. They're different, as we're going to see, but they're all really great records all the way through. The next artist, Doug, I want to feature, this is a guy who, this is his seventh record. He's 69 years old, and I've been listening to him off and on where he'd do a cover, and I think, wow, that was really interesting, you know, but he's really below the radar, at least in the United States. His name is Jim Byrne, and well, let's play this one and just let it roll on, and then we'll talk about it.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows that the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. Yeah, the poor stay poor while the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
That's great.
Yeah, Leonard Cohen.
Yeah.
And what a great version of it. Jim Byrne works with a fellow named Steve Dawson, who plays guitar and produces his records. And they have come up with something really great here. There's so many different influences that are in it. Solomon Burke and the Holmes Brothers. The band are really kind of embodied in this record too. He's very soulful singer. Again, the whole record is really excellent, and I'm really happy to be able to spread the word about Jim. And
I think the production was interesting because I've got these headphones on, and the stereo, the separation here is pronounced.
Right. Oh, yeah, no, it's really interesting. And like, in fact, the guy that produces this record is a real interesting artist in his own right. His name is Steve Dawson. And he has a podcast out there that's all about producing records. And he's learning, he talks to all these people, and he's learning the whole time, too. And, of course, he's applying it on this record. And, it's a good one. Canadian talent and doing Canadian artists too. The band they do a great version of a band song on this, and it's really something to watch out for. I'd say if you're a fan of the band or great soul records or blues, it's all there, and it's a solid record. Okay, so we're gonna move along. Here's another one. She's got about five or six records out now, and I've been following her from the beginning. She was a singer who started out in Idaho. She's from Sandpoint, Idaho, originally. And has been knocking around. It was singing on the streets. It would kick out a record every now and then. And has put out a new record. It's called Downhearted Blues. It's got a real nice blues and rockabilly feel to it. And then there's this one thrown in.
Well, another night to cry. Baby, just crying over you. Well, I've got another night to cry. Another night to cry over you. You hurt me so bad and so long, and there's nothing I can do. I'm so in love with you.
And who's this artist?
Elin Jewell. And I'm telling you, she's somebody to know. This is another totally solid record. Some of it's rockabilly influenced, so it's some of it's real upbeat and swinging along, and some of it's country blues. Solid record all the way.
Well, that cut you just played took me inside a nightclub. She was a chanteuse from a long time ago.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Well, now we're going to keep this rolling. And, when I recommend a record or talk about these records, kind of the rule that I set for myself years ago was that it's not only a record that I buy and will put money down for, but that if I lost that, I'd go buy it again.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I feel that way about all of these records. The next one we're going to listen to, you know, for me, the records that I put on year after year after year are, you know, for fun, a lot of them. They're not always the heaviest things in the world, but they're you put on for fun. And this is a little country record that, well, brings you back to people like Hank Williams and others. He comes out of Idaho and apparently is quite a star out there. His name is Caleb Klon, and it is a really a nice record that he's got out. And let's give you a little taste of this. This is a little country record.
Little honky tonk.
Yeah, it's honky tonk, and that's the way the whole record is. And that's Reeb Williams doing the singing on it. And the record has featured Caleb Klon and Reeb Williams, and another one to watch out for.
Well, lots of fun, lots of variety in your selections, Mike. You are very ecumenical.
Right. Well, that's why I say when I kind of designed into the music. That was to represent all these great talents, because there's so much great music out there is what it amounts to. And, you know, if we can give them a place on the radio someplace and kind of spread the word and, you know.
Well, what do you listen to when you're not on the air besides these?
I listen to all kinds of music. I listen to a lot of jazz. I'm a diehard jazz fan. I listen to... What do I listen to?
Well, if you're taking a long car trip, what's playing on the entertainment system?
Well, I'm a big, you know, fan of Tom Waits and people like that. And I listen to my iPad. I have a 180 gig iPad. It is full.
Any gig left? Yeah, I was going to say
right.
That.
But I listen to a lot of things, but I do listen to a lot of jazz, and, you know, we could talk about jazz in a different show or some of these other, because there's so many other great records.
And so many different kinds of jazz.
Oh, and Diana Krall had a record out this year that was excellent as well, and, you know, that people should pay attention to, and a lot of great music, Doug.
Well, Mike Olson is the host of Into the Music on Prairie Public's radio network, and what time is it on for our listeners?
I start at 9 o'clock in the morning and play for an hour, and then the World Cafe comes on, and then I come on at noon, and I play through the afternoon.
And Prairie Public has three programming streams. You're on two of them.
Yeah, well.
Okay. Mike Olson, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Doug. It's been a lot of fun.
Coming up on Main Street, we'll hear Scott Prebis talk about his favorite music for the year, but we'll go out listening to Caleb Klon.
I'm Danielle Webster. North Dakota is kind of like one really big small town that's connected by really long streets. And we all really kind of know each other. I'm from Devil's Lake. I have family and friends that live all across the state in various different communities, small towns, metro areas. And everyone in North Dakota has connections like that. I mean, we always talk about 6 degrees of separation. I feel like it's a lot smaller in North Dakota. If something happens in Williston, that's our friends. Those are our neighbors over there that it's happening to. When it's flooding in Fargo, people in Devil's Lake understand what that's like. People in Minot know what that's like. there's a lot of really interesting things happening here all the time. There's a lot of water issues, energy issues, a lot of exciting things happening. There was a lot of growth and a lot of booming going on here. But there's also been a lot of struggle. You know, the oil industry obviously has been struggling now for the last year or two. Agriculture's been really kind of struggling. It's kind of like a roller coaster. I mean, people think North Dakota isn't that interesting or that not a lot of stuff happens here, but that is not really the case. We're all friends and neighbors and connected somehow, and working together to kind of get those stories out is a good thing. Listen for regional news on Prairie Public, telling North Dakota's story.
This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton, joined by Scott Prebus, well known to those of us who listen to the music service here on Prairie Public. And Scott joins us by the microphone we have in Bismarck. Hi, Scott.
Doug, I am delighted to be here, looking forward to chatting with you, and we've got some great music to air today. You know, 2017, I think, was a wonderful year for music. There was a plethora of great performances, more diversity than ever, greater creativity than ever, great arrangements, and you know, right now, the sonic quality in recordings is absolutely superb. A banner year.
So Scott Prebus, when he's not on the air with Prebus on Classics or Prebus on Jazz, is at home listening to what?
Everything. Everything. Yeah, it's just, what do I have, 4,000 CDs or something. And I love it all. It's all great. You know, they say there is no bad music. There's only bad notes.
Well, give us a sense of what you really were stimulated by musically in 2017.
Well, we're going to have a lot of fun. First of all, I've got to give you an accordion warning.
Okay.
Our first performer is Martinas. He's a Lithuanian accordionist, a brilliant accordionist. His name is Martinas Olivikas, and he's an accordion virtuoso with orchestra. Now, we're going to hear part of his cut called Telephone. Telephone was made a hit by none other than Lady Gaga.
Wow.
So we're going to hear Lady Gaga played by a Lithuanian accordionist. Are you all ready?
I better be. All right. Well, Martinas Olivakis has a light touch on the squeeze box.
Isn't that amazing? I hated to even pot that down because it was so much fun. He is tearing it up on the touring scene. Standing ovations everywhere. And he is packing every hall. Again, Martinas from his latest CD called Martinas. Music by Lady Gaga. That was called Telephone.
And how did you stumble across this fellow?
People are sending me stuff every day.
Oh, yeah. So you have the advantage of other folks scouting for you.
Man, it's fantastic. Part of my day is spent reviewing. But this came, you know, normally, Doug, I would take accordion music and just kind of file it, you know, where, you know.
I do.
But this knocked me on my butt.
This might bring that accordion back, big time. That's a lot of fun to listen to.
He's reinventing the accordion. Now, we're going to go for our next selection in a completely different direction. This is an American classical crossover singer. Her name is Jackie Evanko. And Jackie was born in Pittsburgh in 2000. That makes her 17 years old. Mm-hmm. In that time, she has released 7 recordings. One went gold, one has gone platinum. She is the youngest solo artist to go platinum in the U.S. critics are generally not kind to the classical crossover genre, but Jackie Ivanko truly is a prodigy. This is called Je t'aime.
That is absolutely beautiful.
You know, 17 years old, she has sold, I think, 3 or 4 million recordings already. But you know what she is most excited about? She is thrilled at 17 years of age, not for selling millions of albums, not for singing at President Trump's inauguration, but she just got her driver's license.
Well, Ashley Thornburg, our show producer, reminds me that she's a darling of PBS. They've discovered her.
Oh, yeah. She's truly a child prodigy that is walking among us.
Oh.
Next, a piano duo, Anderson and Rowe. They are Juilliard trained. They met in the practice rooms at the Juilliard School of Music. They are on the Steinway piano label, which makes them, that is the kiss of authenticity. For their album, well, what do you think 19-year-old kids are going to do? They did Michael Jackson.
Oh, wow.
Here is the piano duo of Anderson and Rowe, Juilliard-trained students performing Billie Jean. Perhaps the strangest version of that tune you will ever hear. But, you know, as these kids are coming out of Juilliard, they are not just tuned into, you know, Bach, Beethoven, Mozart, and Haydn. They're doing some interesting things.
I think it's fun that Michael Jackson is sort of the new classical composer, because that actually sounded like interesting, intricate, and obviously a couple of accomplished pianists.
And there is a YouTube version of that same tune, that same performance, that is stunning. The group is visually stunning to see. Next, we go to Italy, a composer called Ludovico Einaudi. And he plays piano, but not in a way that everybody else does it. You will hear him perform piano, and he uses music processing. The piano will be playing loops. We're going to hear him with cello improvisation and overdubs. That's a long way of saying that, yes, he is different. But Ludovico Einaudi is packing concert halls all around the world. This is called Andare. This is Ludovico Einaudi. Thank you.
Scott, is he playing loops back? Is that what's happening?
He is. Congratulations. You nailed it. Piano loops. And great for you, Doug.
Well, I saw on TEDx Fargo this past summer. They had a performer doing this with a violin. And it's performance art to watch somebody do this.
Looping, yeah, is very popular right now. And, you know, his music is contemporary. It's very minimalistic, but it's very, how can I say it, restful. It's filled with technology, but it's very restful.
And he's drawing crowds.
Packing the places. He's huge. He's done several movies, and I absolutely love the guy. Ludovico Einaudi.
Well, you know, your grab bag of musical selections has been very diverse, Scott. Your tastes are very interesting.
Well, some people say that. So.
Well, I'm saying it. You got me intrigued here. I want to be driving in a car listening to this stuff all day as opposed to occasionally what my other options are.
I'll send you some copies.
Fair enough.
Next, a group that's been around since, I believe, 1964. Everybody knows the King Singers, an a cappella sextet known for extremely tight harmonies, exceptional intonation. But as times have changed and the group has moved on, they have also moved on musically. Here is the King's Singers. I should say here are the King's Singers. Music by Billy Joel.
Huh.
In every heart there is a room, a sanctuary safe and strong to heal the wounds from lovers past. Till a new one comes along, I spoke to you in cautious tones. You answered me with no pretense, and still I feel I said to
you know, Doug, most of the music we're programming today defies categorization. If you love classical music, you would love this. If you love pop, you would like it. If you don't even know what you would love, I think this is great. And that's why I say it's one of the greatest decades ever, because the plethora of great recordings is outstanding in the sonic quality. Do we have time for one more?
Well, we sure do, but I just was struck by the King Singers. I mean, that sounds like an instrument. It is so finely tuned, those six voices.
Magnificent. They've always been six voices, two countertenors, one tenor, two baritones, one bass. Throughout their, I don't know, five decades or so, they've always had that same formula of two countertenors, one tenor, two baritones, and one bass.
Well,
and
Billy Joel sounded a bit like the Navy hymn to me just moments ago. That was very evocative.
Yeah, King's Singers, great staying power. Next, we cannot wrap up this segment without having a violinist. This is from my home state of Indiana. Joshua Bell was born in Bloomington. He studied at Indiana University. A brilliant violinist, by the age of 14, he performed with the Philadelphia Orchestra. What I love about Joshua Bell is that he can move in every single genre. Here is Joshua Bell with mandolin, contrabass, and guitar.
Arranges these pieces?
Well, he is actively searching. This is from a CD called At Home with Friends. Every cut features different artists that he literally has a studio in his home in New York City, and finds the right arranger. But I just am amazed because he fits in every single genre. Joshua Bell, by the way, he was playing on a 300-year-old Stradivarius, probably in that genre. We've never heard a violin that important. I cannot begin to tell you the cost of that violin.
I'm just wondering about these people get together in his apartment. He's got all this recording equipment, and are they jamming or are they actually creating a piece?
You know, Doug, that is how they socialize. Musicians love to socialize. They carry their instruments with them, except for the drummer, you know. And they will have dinner and perhaps a glass of wine or two, and then they'll play together. And with Joshua Bell, who knows what genre, because he has all kinds of people at his apartment. And I admire that so great from my home state of Indiana.
Well, Scott Prebis, you are the 2009 recipient of a Governor's Award for Excellence in the Arts. We're very proud of that at Prairie Public. You're, of course, the host of our Prebis on Classics and Prebis on Jazz. Before you got your radio gig, you had a 37-year career in higher education. So looking back on 2017, what was the musical personal highlight for Scott Prebis?
Doing the show.
Good old.
I love the show every day. It's the best time, best part of my day. And it's a wonderful audience. And like all of you people at Prairie Public, it's delightful to talk to you and everybody. And I'm privileged to have the opportunity.
Well, you're a performer, too. You're a percussionist. Are you planning any gigs?
I'm playing Saturday night, as a matter of fact, with a quartet for business Christmas party, and those are always fun. They're relaxed, but doing fewer and fewer as I get older and older. It's tough to haul that stuff around anymore.
Well, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, Scott.
Doug, likewise, and thanks for inviting me.
And have a happy new year.
Same to you.
Scott Prebis is the host of Prebis on Classics and Prebis on Jazz. Coming up next on Main Street, a choir for Alzheimer's patients.
Has a story stopped you in your tracks?
Have you learned something? Have you discovered a new artist?
Has music provided you with escape and serenity?
Have you appreciated getting the facts?
Has an interview opened your eyes?
Has NPR News made you feel like a better informed citizen?
Has Prairie Public Regional News broadened your North Dakota horizons?
Then please, during this season of generosity, make a membership contribution to Prairie Public. Prairie Public is here to inform, engage, and inspire you every single day. Contributing listener members make it all possible. Help Prairie Public tell North Dakota's story in 2018. Craft your daily soundtrack and bring yourself, the nation, and the world as North Dakota's home for NPR News. You can text your end-of-year tax-deductible gift to 484848 or set up your sustaining membership at prairiepublic.org. And thank you for listening to Prairie Public. We hope you have a wonderful holiday season and a very happy new year.
This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton, and happy holidays to you. Today we're looking back on the music of 2017, and we want to thank our music hosts, Mike Olson and Scott Prebis, for their input. Another great music story from 2017 happened in the fall, in October, when Ashley Thornburg took us to choir practice with the Trimble Clefs. This is a choir for patients with conditions like Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. Their loved ones and caretakers are also welcome. It's a music therapy program from Heart Springs Community Healing Center in Fargo.
Usually choir members join a choir because they love to sing.
I love to sing.
That is true for these singers, now anyway. But a passion for singing isn't what got them interested in this particular choir. This choir is for people with a number of conditions like Parkinson's disease, dementia, or traumatic brain injuries. It's also open to family members.
Oh, talk is unique, and my talk is unique. I have a staff, a cane, and it's to aid my balance and such, yeah.
60-year-old John Moore led a pretty typical life for a Midwestern kid coming of age in the 70s.
I graduated from high school from Fargo North, and then I, for whatever reason, I took west.
Back then, Moore was a college student at Utah State. He had his whole life in front of him, a particularly active life at that.
I was very successful at Utah State in the forestry department, and I was cycling around. I rode a bicycle.
That all changed.
Foolishly at that time without a helmet.
One fateful day in 1977, when he was the victim of a crime.
DUI. Unplanned and unscheduled.
Moore's injuries were severe enough to put him on a life flight. He doesn't even remember being flown all the way back to North Dakota to what is now Sanford.
A speech therapist who asked me where I was, and I said I was in Logan, Utah. And I'd actually down when St. Luke's was down on Broadway. Yeah.
A drunk driver changed the course of Moore's life. But ask him how he feels about it, and he'll say,
and it's a blessing.
It's a blessing in part because it brought him here to the Heart Springs Community Healing Center and its choir for more people with unique walks and talks. They approach the choir with grace and humor. They call themselves the Tremble Clefs.
The whole point is to warm people up physically, emotionally, and vocally.
Choir director Michelle Jelensky started this as a labor of love in 2010 with just three singers.
Heart Springs did not even have a line item budget for us. We just existed.
It became clear pretty quickly Jelensky was onto something.
You know, you have to be able to use your voice, and if that is something that you have lost through disease or what have you, you've lost part of yourself. So this is kind of a reclaiming of self through reclaiming the voice.
The Tremble Clefs meet on Tuesdays in Fargo's Messiah Lutheran Church. The practices address a lot of needs. It's social, of course.
How are you? How are you?
It also builds strength for people with voice, memory, and mobility issues.
The brain can actually rebuild itself. It can rewire the pathways, the neural pathways. So when you go through range of motion sort of things, like high, low sort of working of the voice, you are stretching it like a rubber band. Very, very important, because there are some people who lose that ability and who've actually choked due to their weakening of the muscles.
Jelensky worked with a speech pathologist and a music therapy professor to set up the practice sessions. Those practice sessions are structured a little like interval training that you use when you're exercising.
Do something kind of easier, challenge them a little bit. Challenge us all a bit, and then ease up and do something a little more familiar. It's just very good for the working of the brain to do that. Focus intensely for that short amount of time, pull back, do something fun, familiar, and then just keep doing that over and over, over time.
PET scans show music engages the parts of the brain we use to pay attention and remember information, and even parts that impact movement. The warm-ups get things loosened up and boost memory retention.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Which can make it easier to learn new material.
Bit by bit, maybe one page next week, maybe two pages the next week.
Since you went away, the days grew long, and soon I'll be.
And then there's the
movement piece. She picks songs that encourage action, like playing along. After all that, there's room for just one more very important element. They get a little cheeky with their very own theme song, Come to Our Tremble Clefts Choir.
Please remember that we're smiling, but it's kind of hard to tell.
'Cause the corners of our mouths don't turn up very well.
Please remember also that you'll never see us frown.
'Cause the corners of our mouths just can't turn down.
Sing with our trembled cleft choir. Sing, there's a song in your heart.
The Trembled Clefts Choir is part of a number of supplementary treatments for these patients and their loved ones and caretakers. That story first aired in October. Dakota Datebook is next.
Hi, I'm Cassie Shipley, Donor Relations Coordinator for Prairie Public. If you're a sustaining member, we can't thank you enough. Your generous monthly contribution provides a reliable source of funding so we can bring you high-quality programming and fact-based, independent journalism. Plus, you help bring down the costs of mailing out pledge reminders. And of course, it's greener for the environment. So we know you enjoy the little extra benefit of saving Prairie Public money. But here's where we could use your help again. Expired and renewed credit cards can stop a sustaining membership in its tracks. But that can't happen when you set up your monthly deduction via a checking account. So make the switch. All we need is your bank's routing number and your account number. That's it. So make your monthly gift to Prairie Public count even more by switching your sustaining membership to a checking account monthly deduction. It's easy to do. Just call me, Cassie Shipley, at 800-359-6900, extension 538, or email at sustainer@prairiepublic.org.
Everyone's living on social media these days. And hey, so is Prairie Public.
Me love when friends come to visit.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram,
and Twitter
at Prairie Public.
They take pictures of themselves, and no surprise, they post them to Instagram.
You'll find television and radio content and behind-the-scenes views of Prairie Public via Facebook Live.
While we're live on Facebook, time for another movie review with Madeline.
Interact by sharing your thoughts, opinions, and photos. Just not your cat photos.
Talk to Prairie Public. We want to hear from you.
This is Dakota Datebook for December 26th. In the Korean War, the U.S. spent $67 billion and deployed 90% of the troops fighting for South Korea. It was highly unpopular in North Dakota. For many of the soldiers deployed there, it had a different feeling than fighting in World War II. There seemed to be no clear reason or cause to justify it. However, despite the resistance to the war, 2,600 soldiers from the North Dakota National Guard served in the military during that time, with 800 of them overseas. In 1951, North Dakota passed four resolutions regarding the war. The first sent good wishes to soldiers who, quote, have answered the call to active duty. Since North Dakota is such a heavy farming state, the second resolution asked the draft boards to provide deferments to men working on the farms. The third resolution offered sympathy and support to the soldiers because sorrow came to many homes in our state because their sons went forth to war, never to return to their parents. The fourth resolution asked the President and Congress to withdraw all of the troops. One North Dakotan that answered the call to active duty was Dale Colerud. Colerud served in the 3rd Infantry Division, also known as the Fire Brigade. On this date in 1950, he was wounded fighting for a war he didn't understand. However, he didn't receive a Purple Heart. But Colerud's son, Mark, worked hard with the group called Forgotten Heroes to give his father the recognition he deserved. And his work paid off. In 2009, also on this date, exactly 59 years after his wounding, Colerud was awarded the Purple Heart at a ceremony with his grandchildren, wife, and of course his son, Mark. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Lucid Thomas. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.
The Pulse is a Saturday afternoon radio show about health. Sounds like a pretty dry topic, right?
It can be devastatingly boring.
That's the host of The Pulse, Mike and Scott.
So we are just trying to give people answers to some basic questions and to cut through some of this dense language that always seems to surround healthcare.
So, Megan, it seems like The Pulse is cultivating a young audience, what with your down-to-earth hosting style and snappy production. But I'm wondering how you get young folks to actually care about health.
I just had a funny discussion with a lot of my coworkers who are millennials, and they said, stop looking at us all the time. Stop trying to analyze us and figure out what we do. So I think a good story is a good story.
Okay, Mike, and so how do you make a program about healthcare accessible?
Many of the issues we report on can be really hard to understand. I think it always comes back to people, finding the people who either are living through a moment or are really passionate about a topic.
So what was your most intense moment on the show?
We recently met a young couple where the husband has brain cancer. They had this moment where the woman suddenly said to her husband, I can't see us getting old together. And then she started crying. It feels very special that they trust us with that kind of moment.
Catch the informative and highly entertaining program on Prairie Public, The Pulse, Saturday afternoons at 2 Central, 1 Mountain.
Wednesday on Main Street, we're looking back at a few of 2017's memorable interviews. We'll start with Leanne Birch. She's the director of North Dakota's Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, and she had an eye-opening visit to prisons in Norway, and she's now implementing some of the strategies she observed there. We'll re-air a conversation from July on Main Street tomorrow. 2017 was a good year for Sky Watchers. In August, Ashley Thornburg and Fred Reamer flew to Nebraska to be in the path of totality, that is a total eclipse of the sun. Reamer teaches meteorology and is a private pilot. And speaking of planes, we'll revisit a piece on high-flying physics lessons with educator Dr. Aaron Niren. Chuck Lura will remind us that nature is very much alive even in the dead of winter. And finally, in 2017, Amy Thielen, chef and food writer, released a memoir titled Give a Girl a Knife. We'll re-air our conversation from June with Amy. We hope you can join us for Main Street on Wednesday. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your day.